Here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 20th of September, 2009. It's the birthday of the poet Donald Hall, born in Hamden, Connecticut, 1928, loved horror movies as a boy. On Saturdays, he'd take the bus into New Haven to watch them. And when he told a neighborhood friend how much he loved horror movies, the boy suggested that he read Edgar Allan Poe. So Donald Hall did, which inspired him to write. And he wrote his first poem, which was about death, called The End of All. Decided to become a serious poet, went on to publish many books, including The One Day, White Apples and the Taste of Stone. Donald Hall, who said, "I see no reason to spend your life writing poems unless your goal is to write great poems, to desire to write poems that endure. We undertake such a goal, certain of two things, that in all likelihood we will fail, and that if we succeed, we will never know it." It's the birthday of Upton Sinclair, born Baltimore, 1878. Wrote a novel, The Jungle, exposing the terrible conditions of factory workers in the meatpacking industry. A senator from Indiana passed the book on to President Teddy Roosevelt, who was so disgusted, he campaigned for a piece of legislation passed by Congress called the Pure Food and Drug Act. It's the birthday of Maxwell Perkins, born New York City, 1884. He became an editor at Scribner's by the time he was 30, and he became the editor and champion of F. Scott Fitzgerald, who then pointed Perkins to Ernest Hemingway, who was 27 years old, living in Paris. Perkins edited Hemingway's The Sun Also Rises, which made Hemingway's name when it came out in 1926. And Perkins discovered an unknown writer from Asheville, North Carolina, named Thomas Wolfe. Took a long manuscript of Wolfe's entitled O Lost, cut it by 66,000 words, and the result was Look Homeward, Angel, 1929. Maxwell Perkins, who had more than 60 books dedicated to him, including Hemingway's The Old Man and the Sea. Here's a poem for today by Marie Howe, entitled The Game. And on certain nights, maybe once or twice a year, I'd carry the baby down, and all the kids would come, all nine of us together, and we'd build a town in the basement from boxes and blankets and overturned chairs. And some lived under the pool table or in the bathroom or the boiler room or in the toy cupboard under the stairs, and you could be a man or a woman, a husband or a wife or a child. And we bustled around like a day in the village until one of us turned off the lights, switch by switch, and slowly it became night and the people slept. Our parents were upstairs with company or not fighting, and one of us, it was usually a boy, became the town crier. And he walked around our little sleeping population and told the hours with his voice. And this was the game. 9 o'clock and all is well, he'd say, walking like a constable we must have seen in a movie. And what we called an hour passed. 10 o'clock and all is well. And maybe somebody stirred in her sleep, or a grown-up baby cried and was comforted. 11 o'clock, and all is well. 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. And it went on like that. Through the night, we made up until we could pretend it was morning. A poem by Marie Howe, The Game, from What the Living Do, published by W.W. Norton and Company, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Ella Shovanek and engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.